This Saturday night, Pauly Malignaggi will be defending his IBF light welterweight title belt against the man. Joining me on the line right now, Herman Ngoju, representing Cameroon and the great city of Montreal, Quebec, Canada. And Herman, you got a big fight coming up, and it's going to be on Showtime for the title belt. And just a few weeks ago, you and Pauly were involved in one of the most entertaining conference calls to hype a boxing match that I've heard in a long time. A lot of trash talking going on between you two. So I got to ask you the question, why so much hatred between you and Pauly?
You know, no. When I started boxing, my objectives were to come world champion, you know, and I worked very hard for this and many years. And I know time, you know, and I think it's time to shine. It's time to be world champion. And I'm very, very, very happy for this happening because I work very hard for that, and I know I'm going to be world champion. So I'm not much to say.
You're looking at January 5th as being your coming out party, so to speak. You're going to be fighting on Showtime against a guy, Malignaggi, that you know all boxing fans know about. This for you is your big moment in your career?
Yes, this is a big moment in my career to be shamed because I know many people don't know me in state. That's okay because my last fight was with Jose Luis Castillo. And that time people start to know me. And I want to tell people this time you're going to know me more because first time I was like new for the place. Now I'm not new now. Now, many people know me, many people know who is Herman Ngoju, and I'm coming the 5th in January to be a world champion.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that fight with Castillo in just a second, but I want to go back to your upcoming bout against Pauly. Is there something particular that he said to you? Do you feel as though he disrespected you leading up to the bout? Because you seem like a soft-spoken guy, a guy with not a lot of hatred in his heart, but yet yesterday you were really fired up. What exactly has he done?
You know, last month, I saw he say I'm gonna be in the Christmas tree. It's okay, but I saw it in the news, in the internet. He was say that he say, "Oh, this guy is fighting this, and he don't have no more chance to win me. I'm gonna kick his ass. Too much stuff, you know." And I just keep quiet because I can't say nothing because it was internet. So yesterday I say no, you can't say that. So when we make a conference, I tell him you can't say that. You can't play with God stuff. You know, you can't call somebody you tree. You know, and that happened. You know, I don't have no particular problem with him. We don't have no problem with the fighter. After the fight, we're gonna. Being together, we're gonna laugh, you know. So right now is like that.
Is this something that you usually do before your fights? I mean, are you a big trash talker, or do you usually not like to get involved in that stuff?
So if I'm a big talker,
yeah, you know, trash talking and all the hype and the pomp of the circumstances before a fight. Do you usually like to get involved in that stuff? You know, the smack talking, or are you more of a reserved guy leading up to it?
I'm a more reserved. You know, I'm a more reserved. But when somebody try to make you look stupid, I try to make you look stupid too. You know, and That's where I am.
You know, Herman, there's a lot of talk that following this bout, if Pauly Malignaggi is able to defeat you, that he'll be fighting Ricky Hatton sometime this summer. Do you take that as kind of a slap in the face that they're already talking about his next bout when he hasn't even faced you yet?
No, he can't say he's going to fight with me. He has to cross Herman Ngoju before he think about that.
Do you think you can't
think about the future if you know you have some important thing to do? No, it's like I'm nothing, you know. When somebody think, my future is gonna be like this, and you know you never been there. You can't say that, you know. But it's okay. I don't have no problem with that. You're gonna fight with me, and I'm sure if this guy starts me, I'm gonna say, since 17 years, I practiced my boxing, it's nothing. If this guy win me, I'm gonna say, no, it's worth nothing. So I'm gonna say, yes, this guy was big under me.
Do you think as though he's looking past you? Because a Ricky Hatton fight for him, a guy who's just in pay-per-view, he was on HBO going up against Floyd Mayweather, with that in his sights, do you feel as though he might be looking past you?
Sorry?
Do you feel as though he might be overlooking you, Paulie Malignaggi, because he has the upcoming
belt? Sure, I think so. I think he's looking at me. I think so. I don't think, because I heard them say that, and that's okay for me. That's okay, because when I fight with Jose Luis Castillo, they was say that too. They say, oh, after there was it was very fixed. It was fixed before. So you're gonna fight with Ricky Hatton after this fight because they know you're gonna kick me at me the first round, second round. You're gonna be done. So. But I like going when people think like that. I like it.
All right, so you got this big fight against Malignaggi, kind of like your coming out party, going to be on Showtime for the belt. You mentioned that a lot of fans don't know a lot about you. What kind of a fighter are you, and what kind of a fighter are we going to see on January 5th?
In January 5th, people are gonna see who is the Herman Engudu, the Black Panther, the warrior, because I gotta give all my best. I gotta give all my best for win the title. And
you know, you're fighting out of Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Just a couple of weeks ago, Joaquin Alcine had a great title defense at the Bell Centre in Montreal. The fighting scene in Montreal is growing every single day. I mean, in mixed martial arts, you have Georges St-Pierre challenging for the interim title on December 29th as well. What kind of support are you getting in Montreal as you train for this upcoming bout?
We have a great spot for everybody. If it was in Richmond fight, if it's boxing, if it, whatever sport, we're like family, you know, and we help together. So,
has Alcine give you some tips as to, you know, trying to get over the hump and winning that title, because you know he's clearly done it now and you're looking to do it on the 5th. Have you spoken to him about that experience?
With Hudson?
Yeah.
We practice together. We have a practice together. So
has he talked about what it's like to be on that big stage for you and to try to, you know, get up over that hump to win the big title against a guy like Malignaggi? I mean, he did it this past summer. You're looking to do it in a couple of weeks. You know, what kind of advice has he given to you?
I've seen.
Yeah.
Because I think we train together and we see how we train. And I want to tell you, he tell me he got to be in a great fight and he's sure I got to win the fight, you know, And me, I'm great for that, and I'm sure too. I'm gonna win the fight. I don't have no, I don't know what it's in English, but I don't have. What can I say? I don't know.
How do you say it in French?
Yes, the doute.
All right.
Doute, like in my mind, it's not like I'm gonna win or I'm not gonna win. I'm gonna win or in my mind, I gotta win. I go up there to win. I don't go to lose. Because I train very hard for that, and Malignaggi have to be ready for that. So it's gonna be very 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 tough fight, and I know that you're gonna be that. I'm gonna be a winner for that fight. I'm gonna be a tough fight, and I'm gonna give you all my best, and I'm gonna win the fight.
Absolutely. You mentioned the fight against Jose Luis Castillo almost a year ago on January 20th, 2007, a fight that at the end of that bout, a lot of people had you winning. I mean, it ended up being a split decision where Castillo won. Did you think in your heart afterwards? I mean, you see a lot of guys after a bout and they celebrate, but you know that they didn't really think that they won. Did you actually think that you won that bout?
Sure, because many people tell me Girl, you win the fight. You know, mental saw the fight, tell me, Herman, you win the fight. You know, that and anything happen is judge's decision, is a God decision, I can say that, because that is not was my time. That I said, now is my time, because I have a second chance to be a champion, to challenge the champion, to be the next champion. So I think it's that way God planned everything.
Following the bout with Castillo, because it was such a close bout, because a lot of people had you winning and it was a little bit of a controversial decision, were you ever offered a rematch against him?
Okay, because you know why? Because there was thing. There was say. After this fight, Castillo got a fight with Ricky Atom. I asked the rematch in the conference. I asked Ethan, if Castillo win, you got to rematch? Castillo say yes. And I asked Ethan, if you win, you got to give me rematch? You going to give me chance to fight with you? Ethan say yes. Huh. I'm waiting.
So if you win this bout on January 5th, would you like to fight Castillo again to avenge that loss, or will you look to look elsewhere?
I win the title, I'd like to fight Ricky Hatton.
That's who you're going up. That's who you want to fight next. If you beat Pauly Malignaggi on January 5th, you want to fight Ricky Hatton. And if you do fight Ricky Hatton, I mean, how do you feel as though your strengths will go up against his? He's coming off the loss to Floyd Mayweather. How do you think you would do against Ricky Hatton?
If I win with Ricky Hatton, sure, I'm gonna go look for maybe Floyd Mayweather, maybe other big fighters, to challenge,
Do you feel as though your style of fighting would be a strong match against Ricky Hatton's style, power against power?
Sure.
All right, and
I don't think so. I don't think it's gonna be like that.
A lot of people are just finding out about you, and you actually fought in the Olympics, and some of the great amateur boxers have come from the Olympics to end up becoming champions on the professional level. You fought in the 2000 Olympic Games. It didn't really turn out as well as you would have liked, losing in the opening round, but what was that experience like for you to fight at the 2000 Summer Olympic Games?
It was a very great experience. In Cameroon, we don't have preparation to be in a gold medal in Olympic. But I was trained alone. I was trained. I will give everything I got to come the winner. But anything happened, I can see, because I was not have good preparation. But it was good, very very good experience. But now I have everything in my sight. So, and I give all my best. I train every day, twice, sometimes three times every day, and I have motivation. I have everything. So I don't know what I ask for God, I have everything.
And now that your star is starting to shine a little more in the boxing world, are people in Cameroon starting to find out about you? Are you getting love over there?
Yeah, sure. People like to see the fight too, because many times people call me to know what's going on, for which channel you're gonna pass. People try to tell me, and Cameroon, it's crazy now. It's crazy because people want to see this fight, and my friends call me, my brother call me, my family call me to tell me it's crazy. They put everything in the street in my name, so they want to see the fight, and it's crazy right now in Cameroon.
If you win on January 5th, are you going to take a trip down to Cameroon to celebrate with all your fans?
Sure, I got to be sure. It's going to be a big moment in my life.
You don't hear about a lot of fighters who come from Cameroon. Is there some fighter or someone in your life, an influence that attracted you to the sport? I mean, you mostly hear about Cameroon and soccer, track and field, but not so much boxing.
Because I thank you, win the last time the contender. Bikamba, Sakyo
Yeah.
Bikamba.
He was on
Bika.
the Contender.
Yeah. He was the contender. He fought here in Montreal with Lucien Bouquet.
And is he the guy who sort of, got you involved in the sport?
We were together to the national team.
All right,
We
so
were together.
and
So when you go to Olympic, you stay to Sydney, and yeah, go back to Cameroon.
And what's the deal with the soccer team? They missed out on the World Cup a couple of years ago. Did you still follow those guys, or are they kind of fallen off?
I don't know. I don't know what's going on with the soccer team. I don't know.
It's
I
tough,
don't
but
know.
right now we're focused on you, January 5th against Pauly Malignaggi at the Bally's Hotel and Casino. It's going to be the man I'm talking to, Herman Nguju, representing Cameroon, representing Montreal, Quebec, Canada. Hopefully going to be bringing that title home. Herman, thank you so much for joining us,
Thank you.
and hopefully when you win that belt, all the talking will stop, and you'll come back here and tell us how it felt.
Thank you very much.